With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be bringing on the line once again the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach, Anthony Martucci. And coach, I don't know how you could beat last year's efforts, but you did it. And congratulations on an unbeaten regular season.
Thank you so much.
Coach, can you reflect, maybe compare or contrast the two seasons? Because for any team, any time, in any league to go unbeaten is pretty spectacular. And you've sort of done it 2 years in a row now.
Yes, we were very fortunate to be able to return the bulk of the order from last year's team, with the exception of our goaltender, summer talent, and a couple of really good players up front, Mia Martucci and Kendall Brandt, and then one on the back end. Al English was the only loss that we had from the year before, but most of the heavy hitters were still intact. So we were very fortunate to have them all back to take another run at this thing, and so far it's worked out really well.
Well, I would say so. You beat Beverly now for the final regular season game. Tell me a little bit about that game, because it sounds like it might have been a little close.
It was actually very close. I thought Beverly played a very, very good game. I think that they brought a pretty good game plan into the game with them. They were physical. They were working very hard. And they battled for all their goals, gave us a very hard time, and then unfortunately for Beverly, we woke up in the third period late, and it was enough to get us through.
I'm looking at your roster, your players on offense, Coach, and it's just pretty spectacular. You got to comment on that for me, because you got a 24-goal scorer. You got kids with 35 points, 46 points, 28 points. So once again, brag about your offense.
Yeah, one of the things, like I said, we returned, you know, definitely our 1, 2, 3, 4 hitters from last year, and having them all back was huge for us, especially Emma Holmes, you know, who's, in my opinion, and probably others, is one of the best players, not just in our league, but in the state. You know, she brings a really heavy game, has a cannon for a shot, nose for the net, and very good hand, a good skill set, good hands around the net. So, she, you know, having her to start is huge. She's the one that you know, has the bulk of the points up front. But then her sister brings a very similar type skill game, but also a little bit of a speed level, and is a real natural skater. And that's Julia Holmes, who's in that 30-35 point range. And then behind her is, you know, our super sophomore. We're not going to go too crazy into her name, but
yes, we are. Yes, we are. Good, what's her name again?
A good little player for us, Talia Martucci. You know, she just loves being there and being a part of it. But then, you know, Mia Norris is having a career year for us. You know, up in the high 20s this year, she's just been probably one of the best three zone players that we've had come through the program. She plays as hard as anybody through all three zones, and then outskirts of those four, you know, it's the other guys that do so many little things. Sammy Demento and Hannah Parker, and you know, and Reese Ferrara and Izzy Cash, Gabby Bonapani. These guys are just pushing and doing all the little things right. They're helping us big time.
You know, we didn't want to mention the Martucci kid, but I'm glad you did, Coach. You know, when you have a leadership like you had, and a pedigree, if you will, for these kids who have played so well so long for so many years. And I'm going to start with the Holmes sisters, of course. How much stress has it been for you as a coach to coach your own child? Because it's always interesting when coaches do that. You sort of have to walk a fine line in certain cases.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's good and bad about it is it's more time that I can spend with her. And it's something that we both enjoy, so we kind of bond over it, which is huge.
Awesome, yep.
You know, fathers and daughters can, especially when they start getting to a certain age, they can kind of, you know, go separate ways. But for me, last year I had my other daughter, and we had a great relationship, and it worked out really well. And now this year with Talia, you know, being in the mix again, it's really nice to have her there. But the problem is, you know, I can't give her any special treatment, and, you know, when I get home, I get get beat up by the wife if I don't put her on a power play or a penalty kill. And then worse than that is I get the grandmother phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning saying, you know, why didn't you put my grandkid out there?
Yeah, that's the old damned if you do, damned if you don't, because you got the whole team to take care of and think about, and then you got to go home, to the parents and grandparents. Oh, I feel for you. I get that. I don't know, Coach. You reflect on this season. There's no time to reflect on this season. You got to get ready for the playoffs. And tell me about now what's next, because the final power rankings are out, but we haven't got the seedings yet. And generally, do they change a lot from the last game going to the postseason?
Well, in my experience, they don't change a lot, but there are subtle changes, mm-hmm. and that can kind of sway, you know, who you play, where you play, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So we're looking forward to what's next. Obviously, we were very happy with our regular season record, but now the records are out the window, and the only mode of survival is winning. So that's what we're looking to do.
Well, you're guaranteed, I would think, at least a top four spot, because that's where you are going into last night's game, and you won. And I wonder, Coach, if you would make a comment about the other great girls' teams on the North Shore, including Peabody and Bishop Fenwick in particular.
Well, we know Peabody pretty well. A fantastic team with a ton of speed, ton of skill, a lot of heart, well-coached. So we're expecting, you know, them to be in this mix as well with us. You know, we feel like we're mirror images. We have kind of similar squads. We're always up for a battle, and those mm-hmm. guys, it's always tough with us. Bishop Fenwick is somebody that we kind of see from afar because we don't get to see them too much, but luckily enough for me, in tournaments and stuff over the summer, I was fortunate to coach some of their players. Mm-hmm. Two in particular that I find to be extremely good players is Penny Levine-Stein and Allie Sprisler. Two fantastic players for them. So I know that they got some really good players in the fold. So, you know, those guys will all be around tourney time, and I know that the records are out the window and it's ready to go.
Well, I appreciate your mentioning those kids and the other teams. And again, Fenwick now at 18, Newburyport at number 20, and Peabody right behind you guys at number 5. So it's going to be a really fun time coming up in the next few weeks. Coach, I don't know, anything else you want to mention about these guys? Because, you know, we're going to talk during the playoffs, but, man, it's been a spectacular run for you, and I really congratulate you and your kids on that.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for all the coverage. You know, we're just one of those teams that really wants to work hard and wants to give it our absolute best. I know that there's some heavy hitters out there, and you know, in order to go anywhere, you got to get through there, so... We're looking forward to the opportunity and the chance, and we're gonna do whatever we can to try to get it done.
You know, one final thing I just thought of. I talked with Coach Christian Hansen at St. John's Prep recently, and we talked about, as a teacher, there were some years when, man, I couldn't wait for the year to end. And then there were other years like I didn't want the year to end. It seems like you've got sort of a feeding system in Winthrop, whereas, you know, you don't want to lose these kids, of course, but you got some pretty other good kids you're going to be seeing back again in December.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you mention Chris Hansen. He probably doesn't remember, but I played against him way back, and wow, what a phenomenal hockey player he was. I'm sure he still is to this day, but fantastic player, and obviously it's translated well over to his coaching. He's obviously a fantastic coach as well. But yes, it's sad. It's bittersweet, you know, when it starts comes down to the end of the road and the journey. And like I said to you before, I've coached, especially these four that are left, I've coached them since they were 8, 9 years old, and this is like kind of the end of the run. So, you know, we do talk about that every time we have a little captain's meeting in between periods, and we discuss like kind of where we're trying to take this thing for one final time. And it is bittersweet, but let's hope for a really happy ending.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, Coach, we'll talk again very, very soon, and thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony. Take care. Be well.
Have a good one.
All right. That's Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach, unbeaten at 18-0, waiting for the tournament seedings. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.